T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, the Brian O'Neill article on the PG is fascinating because he says, you know, really, we should raising property taxes or raising taxes at all to pay for the parks should be a matter of last resort. And then he goes through this litany of tax revenue that has gone up in many cases more than doubled in the last year or two. So where's all that money going?
And this is not a city that can afford that.
Well, no. I mean,
1/3 of the population falls below the poverty level.
Yes. We've got earned income tax revenue up 59%, payroll preparation tax up 23% revenues, parking tax revenues up 46%. I mean, come on. So what are they doing with all of that money?
So they're circulating
a petition
for a referendum.
Yes.
And someone who knows how money is spent and used in the parks is one of our friends who I love to death. We both love him. Rob Kazurowski, the former Public Works Director.
Absolutely. Hey, Rob, how are
you? How are you, sir?
Good afternoon, guys. How's everybody?
Good, good. So what's your initial gut reaction to this idea of the mayors?
Well, I ran into a person circulating a petition at a grocery store. And I started questioning what it was for. And the gentleman didn't realize that we already had a parks tax, the RAD tax, which is 1% of the sales tax in Allegheny County. When I questioned it was a city tax, he said, yeah, but it's only a nickel and a dollar for every person in a household. I said, well, the city already has a capital budget. Back in 2013, I believe it was a $34 million operating budget, a $35 million capital budget, where you appropriated funds for different park recon, park maintenance, and any other projects you had in the city.
Right.
And this was under Act 47. So we are under strict guidelines, and people, there was oversight how we expended our tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in 2013, we were moving in the right direction, but at that time, the most important factor you can do is manage your resources. And by 2010, there was a dedicated park system and a streets division. And obviously, we were under Act 47 with not enough resources, but what we did was combine the resources.
Right.
We had all the workers gathered together, worked out of one division, or 6 divisions citywide, and parks and street maintenance was prioritized. You used all your resources where you needed them.
If you
needed 12 people in the parks that day, you assigned 12 people to do park maintenance.
How does it work now? What's wrong now?
Yeah,
what's the problem?
Yeah.
Well, in 2014, 2015, there was a reorganization where titles changed. People that were maintenance foremen had titles changed where they became park managers, where there was increases and incentives for parks foremen that were entitled park foremen to become park managers, and pay raises were dished out and people were promoted.
So hold on. Let's get down to this. I don't want to run out of time with you. So what you're saying is the folks that couldn't do the job got promoted to do the job?
Well, I don't know what the criteria was to be promoted to a parks manager. I mean, at the time, you had a supervisor under him, or foreman. You had a foreman to maintain the parks and the foreman to maintain the streets. And those foremen were assigned personnel to make sure the work was completed.
Well, let me ask you this, Rob. So what kind of work needs to be done that's not getting done that the mayor thinks we need to raise taxes to get done?
You know, the problem is, the reason the work's not getting done is I believe the way it's being managed. You scarcified your resources. When you put people in the dedicated parks, per se, I believe that's what the city calls it now, you have to have 6 people in the parks. That's a dedicated parks personnel. That's a park day. Those people doing the work in the 6 parks may be enough one day, but they may not be enough the next day. So during the busy season, you might have to allocate 8-10 people in the parks.
Okay.
But that's where your supervisors come in.
Do they need to raise the taxes, Rob?
No.
No.
No. Like, they have to better manage their funds. I mean, obviously, when you're spending $X million on smart garbage cans and paying maximum price for road salt, and when you're computerizing your auger systems and the way you spread salt, I think what you need to do is prioritize it at work.
So what you're saying is it's not being managed very wisely.
No, I mean, you have to prioritize it. If your plants are falling apart, how do you justify buying smart garbage cans?
Well, what do you think, what constitutes falling apart? Like, in your eyes, what needs to be done?
Well, I mean, they have to be managed
finally,
better.
Some you good
have to
news
find the work. You have to make sure the guys have the right equipment, obviously. But the main thing is managing your hours right in the parks, in the public works. To me, public works and parks are the same. I mean, guys had the same colored uniforms. They worked out of the same division. They were, work together. When you separated parks and streets, what you did, just put a line up. I don't have to do this. I'm a parks employee. I don't have to do that. I'm a streets employee.
Ugh.
And when there was a unified workforce, that they all worked together for a common goal. That was to better the city.
As a city resident, you know what I want is I want to be able to walk into Frick Park and I want to be able to see not, garbage spilling over in the cans. And if there's walkways that need to be trimmed or whatnot or trees that need to be removed, we want that to be taken care of. So that falls under the purview of these workers, yes?
Right. Well, it's the workers, but it's the way they're managed. The workers aren't managed properly at the supervisory level or the even higher up. I mean, you have to be given the opportunity to do your work.
If they raise taxes, Rob, they're throwing good money after bad money.
Absolutely. You have to justify it. And to me, I mean, I was there. I listened to the smell. This is for traffic in the parks. We want to stop the drug trafficking. We want to maintain and increase our park development. We did all that. We did that under Act 47 with a $30 million budget. You put so much into the paving program, you put so much into new equipment, and you put so much into the park reconstruction.
Well, why won't anybody do that, Rob?
I'm not there anymore, Marty. I have no idea. I mean, to be honest, I'd love to sit down and talk to the mayor. Maybe, with the mayor, have some ideas of the past, how things were done.
Have you reached out to him? Have you reached out to him, Rob Kazurowski? You were there more than 20 years, man. You know this stuff inside and out.
More than once, Sullivan, I did reach out to the mayor's office when they had an issue and problem with the response of the operators and the drivers. I did reach out to them. I mean, I've been there, I experienced it,
yep.
And I think I had a way to resolve the issue, and I think we did resolve the issue. 3 years of experience going up through the ranks, you learn, and I was ready to open my door. And I mean, I do consulting work, and I said I'll do a free charge, man. I love the city, part of it.
We know
it. Been there all my life, and I'd love to help you.
But the bottom line here is there's no need to raise taxes.
And they don't want to listen to you. Rob, you're the
absolutely
best.
Not.
Thanks,
absolutely
Rob.
Not. Do not raise taxes.
Thank you, brother.
Right.
Thank you.
So there's a guy with a bunch of common sense solutions, no dollars spent, reallocate manpower, lead instead of raising money.
Hello?
And fix the problem.
How many
without
of us
it?
Could say that about our businesses? Yeah.
Great call, Rob.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.